Let's go to the rural news now with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally. A fresh look is being taken at the farmland versus forestry debate.
Kia ora, Max. Yeah, that's right. 14 local councils concerned that too much productive farmland is being converted to forestry are helping fund a report they hope will show a way forward. The loss of farmland to forestry has been repeatedly attacked in recent years for undermining thriving rural communities and replacing them with a green desert that largely benefits absentee owners. Wairoa District Mayor Craig Little says it wants to present some useful solutions to the government on how the situation can be improved.
We've had a lot of councils all talking about it, but not doing anything about it, not coming together. And basically, we need to get our facts straight on what's actually happening out there. And, you know, because there's a lot of pros and cons, you know, we might say something from a community point of view, the foresters come back and say, well, actually, we're doing this, it's great. Or the farming come back and say, no, we're doing this, this is great. So we just need to get all our ducks in the line, actually, what's happening. Is it as bad as we think it is? You know, are communities dying because of too many trees going in? And is there a better way of doing it? So that's what we're getting together now.
Craig Little says the changes that are being seen in some communities due to the number of farms shrinking is a big worry, and this can't go on unchecked.
We've got a freezing works, our biggest employer. You know, you can't chuck logs through the freezing works. And if that closes, Wairoa is in real dire straits, and that's what we've got to stop. We've got to get to a level, hey, what's good? What's good? And what's beyond that threshold? And that's what we're working on. And, of course, the carbon forests are even... You know, that's the next devil coming along, that they just plant and shut up forever and probably walk away.
A green paper outlining the situation is expected to be released before Christmas. There's also plans for a summit in February, which will bring together different stakeholders, including the farming and forestry industry, to try and see if an agreement can be reached. As well as the 14 councils, the farming group Beef and Lamb and Local Government New Zealand are also helping to fund the work. A mid-Canterbury dairy worker says he's elated he can apply for residency today. In September, the government announced a new one-off residency visa to allow employers to retain settled, skilled and scarce migrant workers. Farmers dealing with a labour shortage welcomed the move and are hopeful it will stop migrant workers travelling overseas, where gaining residency has been an easier process. Applications for the visa opened this morning. Dairy farm worker Mark Pajo, who moved here from the Philippines in 2008, applied for residency 2 years ago, but because immigration wasn't processing visas due to the pandemic, he never heard back.
It's a bit frustrating because we love already my family and I love to stay here really, and I really like to work in a dairy farm. That's why I have decided to apply for this one-off residency, and hopefully they will grant my application.
Immigration advisor Maria Jimenez says it's a great day for those applying and the industries which hire a lot of migrant workers, such as horticulture and the dairy sector.
Yeah, I'm very happy about it, and it's live now. But unfortunately, it's having a little bit of glitch because of the number of people logging in. At least we know it's happening, yay!
That's Maria Jimenez. Kiwi fruit growers are being warned that harvesting at a time when COVID is spreading in the community could present a very big challenge for the labour force. New Zealand Kiwi Fruit Growers is currently hosting roadshow events in key growing districts to give growers the chance to discuss the challenges facing the sector. Industry Group Chief Executive Colin Bond says COVID-19 will likely present new problems this harvest compared to the previous two.
We've been an essential industry for the last 2 years, so we're used to working with COVID, but that was when we had an elimination strategy. Now that we have a living with strategy, that increases the chances of us having workers on orchard that may have direct or indirect exposure to COVID. So we just need to be thinking about that in our planning, making sure that we're following really good hygiene protocols, good social distancing, actively talking to people about vaccination, and as I say, making sure people are doing everything they can to protect their businesses.
Colin Bond says the availability of labour does remain a key worry. He says New Zealanders usually account for about 60% of the workforce, while there are usually about 3,000 seasonal workers from the Pacific and 7,000 overseas backpackers. Mr. Bond says a lack of backpackers this season is going to be a pressure point.
Last season we had the benefit of so many backpackers still being in the country, and we had a large number of RSEs. This year, with those backpackers having gone, then we needed to look at different solutions. So a big part of that is about making sure that any person we do find, we're able to maximise their use as much as possible. So that's less on orchard and more in the post-harvest space, making sure that we're being as efficient as we can, getting fruit through our post-harvest facilities when those people are available during the season.
Colin Bond says it's too early in the growing season to say with confidence what yields will be like. But he says one part of the country that's off to a rough start is Aupōtiki, where vines were recently hit by severe winds. Kaikoura's Pawa fishery is reopening today after being closed for 5 years. The closure was imposed to help stocks recover after the 2016 earthquake thrust up the coastline, leaving Pawa exposed to dehydration. Opening initially for 3 months, recreational and commercial fishers will be able to get power from the Kaikoura Marine Area and the northern coastline through to Marfells Beach and Cape Campbell. There is a daily limit of 5 blackfoot power per person, and the minimum size is 125 millimetres. No yellowfoot power can be taken. The Ministry for Primary Industry says it will monitor the season by having officers along the coast as well as out on the water. And finally, a brutal storm in the UK has seen farmers searching for and digging out their stock from snow. Storm Arwen has caused major havoc. 3 people have been killed by falling trees, and farmers are reporting significant damage to their properties. In one video, a farmer can be seen on their hands and knees digging through a snowdrift to retrieve sheep that had become buried. Another farmer reported that whole woods on their property had been flattened, with thousands of trees down. And that ends the rural news for today. Kia ora te pūrongo o te tai whenua.